Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the Thai Expat Daily Show. I'm your host, Kieran Mack, as always, and delighted you've been able to tune in with us yet again for another show. Now, before we do get started, don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and give us an old share on social media if you can. Now, if you like listening to us on a podcast player, there's a link down below in the description, which will take you to a website where a vast array of podcast players can be found. And finally, if you want to support the show, if you like the show, couple of ways you can do it. The first way is just to become a channel member, and you can do so through YouTube, or alternatively you can also buy us a coffee on buymeacoffee.com, link also down below in the description. And finally, if you want to follow us on TikTok or Instagram, links are also down below there. On TikTok, we're doing short versions of these videos, so you'll get them for a minute 30, and you can subscribe and follow us there as well. It's proven to be quite popular and a great way to get your news in the evening time. So now that's all done and dusted, let's jump into the top stories doing the rounds here in Thailand today. Lost tourist safely recovered at Lem Krating. Rawai Mayor Arun Salas has issued a cautionary message urging tourists not to stray from the designated trail at Lem Krating after a group of tourists became lost and required a search and rescue operation yesterday. Mayor Arun emphasized the importance of following established routes to avoid getting lost in unfamiliar terrain. The incident was reported after an employee of Ban Krating Hotel notified disaster prevention and relief officials at Rawai Municipality that the tourists had not returned from the trail. A search team was deployed and located the lost group using their mobile phone GPS signal, finding them halfway back from the popular viewpoint at Lem Krating, approximately 500 metres up the hill. Disaster prevention and relief officers, along with lifeguards, conducted a one-hour search on foot and successfully recovered all the tourists unharmed. Mayor Arun advised visitors to stick to the marked paths when trekking to avoid getting lost, citing previous incidents when tourists had encountered similar issues. Following designated routes ensures safety and prevents unnecessary risks for tourists exploring the area. And fairly luckily for them that they've made it out okay, because we have heard of people who've been lost in the jungles in Phuket for quite a long time, days upon days. But in this case, the hotel staff, and fair play to them, noticed that they had been missing and certainly got on to it straight away and notifying the proper authorities. So we'll move on to the next story. Two Estonians fined for smoking on Finnair flight into Bangkok. Two Estonian siblings were fined at Suvarnabhumi International Airport for smoking on a Finnair flight into Bangkok. Despite warnings from cabin crew that smoking on board is illegal, the siblings reportedly smoked in the aircraft's bathroom on multiple occasions during the flight. Now, each sibling was fined 20,000 baht for their actions. Meanwhile, Thai authorities are seeking a woman who was caught on camera vaping during a flight from Mae Pha Luang Airport. The woman's nationality is currently unknown. Somchanak Tiam Tibrat, director of the Mae Phang Luang International Airport, explained that the airport typically detects hazardous items during passenger and baggage searches, but some e-cigarettes made of plastic may go unnoticed. Smoking on planes is prohibited under the Tobacco Product Control Act 2017 in Thailand, with offenders facing potential imprisonment or fines upon conviction. The incident has raised questions among netizens about airport security measures and how e-cigarettes were allowed to pass through the airport undetected. Now, this is quite an interesting story. We get off the two idiot guys on the Finnair flight. They got their comeuppance and 20,000 baht fine each. They should really think about where you mess around, because this could have been a lot more severe for them here in Thailand. As for the woman, it's very strange. They don't know her nationality. Did she have an ID when she got in the plane? Surely you have that. You'll be able to see her name, her nationality, you know, and you'll be able to figure it out. What was very funny was this story was published on Twitter and other places, and they have a picture of the woman with her face blurred out. I mean, if you want to find her, unblur the face and, you know, people will be able to locate her pretty quickly. So it's a bit weird. It seems like they don't really want to find her. I don't understand how they don't know who she is. They have all her details. She got in a flight. You have her passport or her ID or whatever. Shouldn't be that hard. Something seems a bit off with this whole situation. But again, e-cigarettes, by the way, are illegal here in Thailand. So going to the airport, if you're caught with it, you should be fined. confiscated and fined. I mean, you know, things are become very lax here in Thailand, I find, recently. But anyway, we'll move along because Songkran is coming up, as you all know, and the Public Health Ministry has issued a warning about the risk of heat stroke during the Songkran Festival as temperatures continue to soar above 40 degrees Celsius in many areas. The Health Permanent Secretary, Dr. Opas, emphasized that such extreme heat poses a risk of heat stroke, which can lead to organ failure and even death, especially for those unable to adapt quickly to the high temperatures. Symptoms of heat stroke to watch out for include red skin, high body temperature, rapid pulse, lack of sweating despite the heat, headache, nausea, vomiting, confusion, and unconsciousness. The most vulnerable groups include the elderly, young children, individuals with chronic illness, and those working or exercising outdoors for extended periods. Now, Dr. Opas advised precautionary measures such as wearing light-coloured, breathable clothing, staying in shaded areas and drinking plenty of water regularly. For those engaged in strenuous activities, he recommended drinking 2 to 4 glasses of water per hour. People at risk should avoid direct sunlight and seek shelter in well-ventilated spaces. Additionally, Dr. Opas cautioned against consuming beverages high in caffeine, sugar or alcohol as they can contribute to dehydration and increase heat-related risks. These measures are essential to safeguarding health during the hot weather, particularly with the approach of the Songkran Festival and associated outdoor activities and events. And this is pretty good information and advice from Dr. Opas. It has been exceptionally warm. And for those, all of you guys who are here in Thailand, you know, it's been very hot the last few weeks and it's just getting hotter and hotter. And you do need to take care. I think sometimes we forget of the heat. We just think, oh, well, it's hot and we keep going. And we forget that we do need to take care of ourselves when we're out and about. So that's just a little bit of caution from the doctor. And I think it's well-founded. Now, moving along to more caution. This is one that caught me by surprise. AI cameras are to be used to detect pickpockets and criminals at Khao San Road Songkran Party. There you go. AI cameras will be deployed during the Khao San Songkran Festival 2024 to detect and identify pickpockets while and other criminals, ensuring the safety of attendees. This initiative was announced by the Bangkok Metropolitan Administration, along with police and the Khao San Business Association at a press conference on Tuesday. The BMA will install approximately 500 security cameras at the festival site, including 22 AI cameras from the police. These AI cameras will scan faces to identify individuals with criminal records among the revelers. Additionally, 4 cameras will monitor crowd density to manage entrance flow efficiency. Furthermore, smart signs will be set up to clearly indicate emergency exits, equipped with lights, sounds, and directions for revelers. A command center will be established at the BMA head office, while a security operations center will be based at the Chana Songkram police station. Around 1,000 officers from various law enforcement agencies and medical personnel will be deployed each day of the event to ensure security. Organizers also emphasize the banning of powder and high-powered water guns, with restrictions on overly reveling attire for attendees. These heightened security efforts aim to create, well, a safe and enjoyable experience for tourists and locals attending the Khao San Songkran Festival, setting an example for festival security management. So it seems they're going to have the AI cameras out, and it always makes me wonder, how many AI cameras do they have here in Thailand and where are they used and what for? I think we all know that the likes of China would have a lot of AI cameras in use and probably work to a certain degree. But here in Thailand, this seems to be a new thing. They spoke about bringing this to Phuket a long time ago. I don't think it ever happened. The budget, I think, disappeared. But that's sometimes the way things happen here in Thailand. Now, another story. A foreign feel and kind of, you know, there's the daily stories of tourists behaving badly in Phuket, and we have yet another one. Foreign female tourist causes trouble. A disruptive foreign tourist identified as a 30-year-old Ukrainian-born woman with Portuguese nationality named Nadia caused significant trouble at a hotel in Rawai, Phuket. Nadia, who has a history of causing disturbances, was recently arrested for threatening a cab driver with a knife and refusing to pay the fare. Now, after being released from court, Nadia returned to the hotel with her belongings and a small dog, where she occupied a lobby sofa, sleeping, eating, and reportedly smoking marijuana. Witnesses observed her refusing to pay for a cab ride and entering other guests' rooms and balconies, leading to guest complaints and cancellations. Faced with mounting issues, the hotel staff eventually gave Nadia an ultimatum to leave the premises on April 7th. She departed with a foreign man, leaving behind a phone number claiming to be her brother's contact and leaving uncertain whether she would return. The hotel management has sought assistance from local police and tourist authorities to resolve the situation and manage any potential future disruptions caused by this one. Now, this story was quite interesting because this was a few days ago. The initial story about this woman was that she took a taxi from Phuket Airport and she was meant to be going to Pak Lok. Along the way, and she had agreed a fee with the taxi driver. Now, along the way, she decided that she wanted to go to Rawai. So, of course, the taxi driver said, sure, we can do that, but the fee is going to be different. The fare will, you know, go up. And, of course, the woman agreed to that. Now, along the way to Rawai, the woman said, I need to stop in Patong. So she stopped in Patong, which is fine, and she got some marijuana. She got back to the taxi and she asked the taxi driver, is it okay if I smoke the marijuana in the car? And the taxi driver said, yes, but there will be a charge because I'm going to have to air out the car and get it cleaned in order for you, for you know, be able to use for the next person, which is fine. And that was fine. So they eventually got to Rawai, their price was all agreed, and the woman ran inside and basically, refused to pay. When the taxi driver got in, the woman nearly assaulted her, start with a knife trying to, you know, stab her or something and whatnot, and refusing to pay. The police were called. She was brought down to the police station and seems she just walked out without the police actually doing anything, which was a bit strange. And then, of course, this situation that carried on happened today. Now, what I would like to know, and this comes back to how immigration and whatnot people deal with people like this. Now, she came from an international flight. She arrived in Thailand. Did anybody question her? What are you doing here? How long are you going to be here for? Where are you staying? So she's obviously meant to be been staying at a hotel. Do you have enough money? You know? And then when they finally see that she's caused this much problems in her first 3 to 4 days here in Phuket. And obviously maybe this woman has some mental problems, but I don't think that's Thailand's problem at the end of the day either. Why wasn't this woman arrested and deported and sent packing? Why was she even allowed into the country? And it seems like there may be a history before this and she may be a regular visitor to Thailand. So there obviously seems to be some history. And it makes me wonder, well, why hasn't anybody said when she got to the immigration plane, you know what, you're not coming into Thailand, turn around. Why hasn't she been arrested? Well, she's prosecuted. And why has she not been deported? Because she obviously has something wrong with her. I mean, she tried to stab a taxi driver and then she comes back. She's trying to sleep in the lobby. She's going into customers' rooms. That's trespassing. Breaking and entering. I mean, the book should be thrown at her and she should be headed off. And people wonder why foreigners are getting such a bad name in Phuket. And it's people like herself that are a problem in Phuket. A little to the authorities for not being stricter with people who continuously break the law. Because I thought, according to Anathan Sharvakul, the interior minister of Thailand, who, as far as I know, doesn't particularly like foreigners, you got to come down tough on them. But that doesn't seem to be the case all the time. And it encourages people to continue to badly behave. But I'd love to know what you think about this and what really should be happening to this woman. Now, finally, the last story of the day. It is the last, yes. Cyber police arrest 2 Hong Kongers. So 2 Hong Kong nationals, Mr. Tai Loi, 43, and Mr. Man Lok Lee, 25, were arrested in front of the Siam Paragon shopping mall in Bangkok following an investigation into phishing text messages targeting AI customers. And we just covered a few days ago that Thailand is the number one country, by the way, for phone scams in Asia. And here you go. The arrests were announced by Mr. Prasert, the Minister of Digital Economy and Society, and Police General Warawat, the Commander of the Technological Crime Suppression Division, at a press conference on Tuesday. The suspects were found in possession of a portable false base station, or Stingray device, and 4 cell phones, which they allegedly used to send phishing text messages to AIS customers. These messages falsely claimed that recipients' AIS points were expiring and urged them to click on a link to redeem rewards. The investigation revealed that the suspects were using the Stingray device to send these messages. The Stingray device mimics a mobile phone tower, allowing users to intercept cellular traffic and manipulate text messages and calls within a 1 kilometer radius. Now, Mr. Tai claimed that he had met an individual named Mr. A Ken in Malaysia, who instructed him to carry a backpack received from an unknown Thai person at the Erawan Shrine in Bangkok. The suspects are facing charges related to the unauthorized use of and operation of a radio communication equipment without a license. And I hope they're facing a few more charges other than that. Scamming would be top of the list, and hopefully the book is thrown at these guys too. I do feel that, and I think, I wonder if you guys agree, that over the last 6 months here in Thailand, there has been a huge increase in crime by foreigners. Now, I don't know if it's an increase or is it just getting more attention from media all the time, but I certainly know that I feel that the authorities need to start cracking down a lot harder than what they're doing, to send out a message that Thailand is not the place for crime and that it won't be tolerated anymore. But the way things are at the moment, that the laws and how they seem to be dealing with things, I feel they're being very lax on stuff. But I'd love to know what you think about that and all the stories that we've covered today. And as we conclude today's episode, I want to invite you to share thoughts in the comments below. This show isn't just about delivering news, it's about fostering a conversation. Your insights and perspectives matter. So keep the dialogue alive, like the video, subscribe to our channel, and share it with others. Your support means the world to us. I'm Kieran Mack, and you've been tuning in to the Thai Expat Daily Show. Until next time, take care and stay engaged.